present.
I'll tell you what, last night's Broncos game, amazing. 32-12, went into halftime leading easily because of their try line defence. But most people wrote the Broncos off, said, oh, there's no chance. They're paying $4.50 apart from...
Jonathan Thurston wrote him off as well. We had him on the show. He said no chance.
Well, he said no Kurt Capewell, no Payne Haas, no chance. But this bloke... Gordon Tallis said that with their wily halfback returning to Rabbitoh Town.
I think Brisbane. I think they're kicking game man and Reynolds up against his old club. I reckon he'll kick the ears off him.
Kick the ears off him. Gordy!
Correct.
Haven't had you on for a while. Love your work, son. So you sat there before the show and actually predicted what was going to unfold.
Yeah, look, I've been watching Brisbane closely, obviously, mate, because my... Yeah, you know, it's just for the love of them, but you know their defence has been absolutely outstanding. How hard they've been working for them, and Adam Reynolds playing against his old club, I've sort of been in that situation, so I knew what it would have meant to him. He missed the round one clash, so Adam Reynolds' kicking game was absolutely outstanding. And South have been a bit clunky; they're not the side that they were a couple of years ago, and certainly without Latrell Mitchell, I thought Brisbane had an opportunity. And Payne has. I love the work that he does. But sometimes, you know, I think Payne has got to pull up a little bit. He's playing for stats and, you know, just to get the run meters. And sometimes they get in the road a little bit.
I like that. Gordy, can you explain to everyone who doesn't understand, try line defence is that good, what does it mean for the team?
Oh, well, it's just the confidence, isn't it? So, when you've got guys putting their body on the line, and that's all you can ask for, well, you know that they're playing for each other. You know that it's a happy joint. And what it does is just chips away the confidence of the guys that you're playing against. So when they see an opportunity and they think they're going to score and they should have 4 points for all their hard work and they don't get it, and it's just the scoreboard pressure, Marto, and it becomes a mental battle for them. And then they start making more mistakes. And we saw that with South Sydney last night.
Gordo, it's Dan here, mate. No Payne Haas, no Kurt Capewell. Now, still get the victory. Does that speak to the coaching at the Broncos and the fact that they can pull together and stick to a game plan, or does it speak to the wheels are falling off a little bit at the Rabbits?
Oh, I think a bit of everything. I think Payne Haas, I love the way he plays. There's no guy that gets involved, and he's been fantastic. He's been a number one forward, but I thought they would have missed Kurt Capewell more. Obviously, Payne Haas played last year. He was the number one front rower in the competition. They nearly got the wooden spoon. So as good as Payne Haas plays, he doesn't change the results. What he does is he gets great stats. And you see someone like Kurt Capewell, he's a premiership winner. The guys around him, he sets a standard in defence, which is an attitude, which is a team part of the game that he's absolutely outstanding in. So I thought they would have missed Kurt Capewell more, because the last time Payne didn't play with the white shoe dancing, you know, the halfback, well, like that Keenan Palacio, who, you know, is the second-rate front rower, had 18 carries for 200 metres. So, like, then, mate, if other guys can take those runs, they tend to get them the metres under their belt.
That's the centre corridor. Why not make those, they're inferior athletes to him, but they do the work in the centre corridor. What about moving him to an edge? Because he's so bloody quick and he cannot be tackled one-on-one. Why not put him in situations where he's more of an attacking threat rather than just using him as a battering ram?
Yeah, or Payne, like last night we saw the Broncos with those late offloads. So Payne is such, listen, like he's a great athlete. He is a great player.
Yeah.
But all you want him to do is just let him to keep on adding to their game. So every week they got to keep on adding something. But he's obviously, Marto, mate, and then I did it. Every single sports person has fell in love with what people write about you. So I think Payne's wrestling with being that guy that gets all the meters and, you know, has this amazing hit-up rate instead of, like, what does my team need me to do now? But you get that with experience.
Marto, you're done with footy chat. Can I change the topic real quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we had JT on yesterday, Gordy, and we're talking about the biggest pest, your most annoying teammate, and he told us this.
Travis Burns. He's just non-stop. You know, he had a running battle with Ray Cashmere 1 year. He put a big advertisement in the local paper for a garage sale at his house.
That's gold.
Gordy, have you got any Travis Burns mail for us or any other pests that you want to dob in on Triple M right now?
No, listen, I didn't play against Travis Burns and I didn't like him. I thought he was a pest through the television. So that's how much of a pest. No, you know, Alan Langer is the both. Alan Langer is your favourite.
Yeah.
Mate, he's your favourite teammate.
Player.
But he's the biggest pest. You know, he's the biggest pest. But you know what? It's really good when else teasing everybody else. But when his eyes are locked on you, you're in trouble.
Gordy, is it just me as a rugby person to harm me? Does he pinch and poke and punch everybody? Alfie?
Yes. Yes, yes. Can't help it, mate. If you're not paying attention to him, because sometimes you can't see him in the crowd, right?
And he
comes, mate.
He's a little under guy challenge.
So, like, he's got a poke and project. He's like one of those little dogs that got to jump up and scratch your leg. You see the big dogs, but he's one of those little dogs that got to jump up or bark at you.
Little bullies. Little bullies are worse than big bullies. I saw him one day with Chris Muntz, and he's taller than the jockey, Chris Muntz, and he was finally the big bully, and he was pushing him around too. He's a terror.
Just to reference another code, Gordy, AFL, it's like, I don't know if you remember a bloke called Ryan Crowley, who is a tagger. Blokes who come off the field covered in bruises like they've been playing paintball.
Pinching and punching.
That's like a night out with Alfie. You're lucky if you survive, Gordy.
We've got the Legends Lunch on next Thursday. Yes. I know you got the Matty Johns show. You can't attend, but you were there for our last two. Is there any advice you give to someone apart from...
Well, do you want to get some questions?
Like, they're outstanding. So, like, if you want to go to a sportsman's lunch and get the quote that you read in the paper, go to a normal lunch. But what I love about these, and they went on in Sydney for about 5 years with, like, Matty Johns, what it is you're going to hear a story that you won't read.
And
that's the thing that I love about it, you know. And then hopefully Wayne Bennett. So, like, I heard him say that, like, whatever mood he wakes up in, but, mate, you'll get a bit of... But you get a bit of gold from Wayne, and he might throw some people under the bus. At least you'll get the honest truth where the media can't grab it and keep on carrying on with it. You will only hear it there. And that's the greatest thing about these no BS lunches.
We're going to miss you, mate. We can't replace you. But, hey, mate, it's great to talk. Can we make it more often?
Please. Absolutely.
Good on you, Gordy.
Cheers, mate.